Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Rosemary Cope with Work Life Connections. Our guest today is Mary Coleman, who is a marriage and family therapist in private practice in Nashville. Mary is a graduate of Antioch University in Los Angeles and has a specialty in addiction and recovery. She's also an adjunct professor at Tennessee State University and is completing a book about first year in recovery. Addiction is an equal opportunity disease that doesn't single out race, religion, or gender. Yet, for some women, the female substance abuse stigma can be so strong that it keeps them from seeking help. In a world where much of the research on addiction is focused on men, it is more important than ever for women to have the courage to receive the treatment they need without shame and judgment. Mary, men and women often take different routes to substance abuse and addiction. What are some of the unique risk factors that women face?
Well, thank you for having me, Rosemary.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to just touch on something you said, that it wasn't until the 90s that people even began to study the effects of alcoholism and addiction on women. And there was a lot of information missing that could have been very helpful and directed towards treatment. So women have a higher sort of at risk. There's a larger percentage of sexual abuse in alcoholics and addicts. They've now done research that hormones play a significant part, particularly estrogen, in a proclivity towards addiction. And women have different pain receptors. They have a lower tolerance to pain, which has fueled the opioid addiction. But once in addiction, some of the differences are really important. It takes much less for women than men for whatever substance they're using. And so the impact is greater. They're higher faster. They're drunker quicker, which has led to more overdoses, more trips to the hospital. We also metabolize alcohol and drugs differently than men do. And it takes less for us to get to that point, as I just said. Women also do what's known as telescoping, which is they go from use to abuse to addiction much more quickly than men do. And so while there are more men addicts, women go much quicker into addiction. So, which is significant.
Absolutely, because I'm thinking for women who are just, I'm just having a glass of wine, then I'm having another glass, and now I've killed half the bottle, and I don't realize that I'm fast-tracking myself to a place that I might never have intended to go. So, you know, I'm thinking that one stereotype of an intoxicated man is that, well, he's the life of the party.
Mm-hmm.
And that for a woman, she's seen as a hot mess, which seems very unfair to me. And how has this double standard affected a woman's ability to seek treatment?
I think women begin to internalize some of the messages. Unfortunately, in society, we still have that good girl, bad girl mentality. You would think we'd made a lot more progression. There are women still receive such mixed messages of how they're supposed to be, accomplish it all, look nice and smell nice at the same time. So there are a great deal of pressures on women. So you have this notion, and first of all, let me say, no one likes to be around someone who is completely out of control. It's uncomfortable. But when women are in that position, there's a certain sense of danger or endangerment that makes people even more uncomfortable. And by the time women are bottoming out, they're stigmatized, they're traumatized, and they're demoralized. And a lot of times, they don't have even the inkling, the beginnings of self-esteem to think they're worth getting help or that treatment could actually work for them. So, and there's some physical, logistical things. You know, women are caretakers. They're taking care of children, families, and maternal.
How will I get treatment when I have so
exactly.
many other things?
When I have these demands, when I have financial limitations. So it's just hard for women.
Absolutely. And I'm thinking about removing that female substance abuse stigma requires removing shame
yes.
and removing guilt
yes.
about that from the addiction equation, and that I have to do all these other things first, and I don't come first ever.
Ever.
So how does a woman come to feeling empowered with enough to do all of that? How does she move to that?
Well,
huge question,
and I wish we could remove the shame and guilt. I think society needs to do a better job at education and empowering younger girls and giving them this notion that they don't have to take care of everything and accomplish everything. So education is a huge piece, changing our attitudes, recognizing that this is a disease. When my clients come to me in the beginning of their bottoming out period, recognizing that they have a problem, which is a whole journey unto itself, I try to help them understand that they have a disease. They are not the disease. They are not broken. They are not broken for life. And, you know, I think you mentioned shame and this toxic shame. Brené Brown says that shame is the swampland of the soul. But she also says that one of the most successful combatants is the simple phrase, me too. And I think women need to know that there are other women like them, and that no matter what's happened to them, what they've had to do, there are other women in treatment that are there who've gone before them and who understand. There's such healing in Me Too, as evidenced by the Me Too movement.
Right. I'm not alone in this, and I have good company.
Yes, and I am worth treatment.
Absolutely.
I am not the sum of my actions and my disease. And also I'll add, really developing compassion for themselves, that this is the best way they knew how to cope.
So with that in mind, and seeking treatment, can you tell our listeners briefly, where are some places that they might reach out here in the Middle Tennessee area? What are some local resources?
Cumberland Heights, I hear amazing things about. I'm still getting familiar with some of the local treatment centers. I've heard good things about Addiction Centers of America. Local AA meetings.
Right. Or Smart Recovery.
Smart Recovery. Absolutely. Smart Recovery is really developing a lot of groundwork, and it's had a great deal of success because the 12 steps and the spiritual aspect of it don't work for everybody.
Sure.
But there are meetings all over Nashville and Middle Tennessee. It is a hub of recovery.
Excellent. Thank you so much. That was a great place for us to begin to start thinking about, if I know somebody or I am somebody who has questions about this, I'm not alone, and there are places for me to actually receive the help that I need. Thank you all for listening. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us page on our website at www.vumc.org/health-wellness.